Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, good evening. Nice to be back again this evening together to learn a bit, no? Thank Baruch Hashem, we can learn a bit in the evening. It's amazing. Whatever happens, rain or shine, whatever, we're learning together a bit in the evening. It's brilliant. It's so much brilliant. So I just saw the Gemara recently again. One of the first things that when we go up after 120, we go up there. What's the first question? The question is not exactly, it's not about how much you actually know. Are you a massive Talmud Chacham? Do you know the whole Gemara Shas by heart? Or do you know the really complicated Tosafos? That's not. Is it Kovato Itim Noter? We Kovar. Should you set a time, fixed time for learning? Pardon? Quarter past eight. That's it, yeah. It's all about that. That's the first question. If the answer is yes, then fine. Okay, say that. All the doors are open. Yeah, and if you say, well, sometimes, you know what, I heard from a Mashkiach many, many years ago, I heard that means that what would be if somebody learns every day, 10 hours a day, but always different hours? What would happen then? Is it Kavato Itim Notoyah or not? Mr. Lin, what do you tell him? Is this considered Kavato Itim Notoyah? It's Kavato Itim Notoyah. Did you set fixed time for learning Torah? And if somebody says every day different, he ended up learning 8, 10 hours a day, but it wasn't fixed. Some of the morning, some afternoon, sometimes through the night. I don't know. I'm honestly not sure. Kavato itim lotei, it wasn't fixed. Kavato itim lotei. Perhaps. No. Not sure. Perhaps. Anyway, we're going to go with a stringent approach. Yeah? Okay, I'm very excited about Sif Yud, which is a bit complicated and very lomdish. Very, very lomdish. It's Spitz lomdish, Sif Yud. And that's the following. Let's go through it slowly. We're going to have to see the Mishnah properly because it's a bit complicated. And it goes into one of the Shas Sugis, which is called Yesh Brera. Let's have a look. Sif Yud, bottom of page 524. Yesh Brera? Oh, yeah, it's a Shas Sugi. Let's have a look. Okay. Shnaim Shelok. Just to get the one thing, let's just get the concept straight before we go into it. So what we've got to know as an introduction is the concept of Kinyan Shvisa. What was that again? If a person is Kohen Shvisa, what is that again? To be Kohen Shvisa means, I like to call it with the pin. Okay, so a person's got 2,000 amas, or to be precise. That's right, 2004 Amos. Wherever you are, you can walk 2,000 Amos on Shabbos. Now, within the 2,000 Amos, you can go into any direction. So the way to picture is that when Shabbos comes in, you've got that the pin which you poke in the thing, and you can go from there 2,000 Amos. Yeah? So that's called to be Koine Shvisa. Koine, to acquire Shvisa, to resting place. Resting place meaning the 2,000 Amos around you. To be Koine Shvisa. Terminology number one that we need to know. Terminology two that we need to know, that's also going to be now many, many, many times we're going to have it, is the lashon of kiragle, like the feet. So kiragle, like the feet, what does that mean, like the feet? Is that when, for instance, we learned that it's not just a person has got 2,000 numbers, but it's his items too has got 2,000 numbers. Now, the items we learned doesn't go according to its own situation, wherever it is when Shabbos comes in. It doesn't go like that. So wherever I am, I've got my when Shabbos comes in, I've got my 2,000 amas. Okay, I hear that. What about my hat? What about my shoes? What about my pajamas? Where are the 2,000? So it's not where they are when Shabbos comes in. It's not where my belongings are when Shabbos comes in. No, it's not. It's where I am. That's how far my belongings can go. It can only go to 2,000 amas where I am. That's how far my belongings can go. It's got, therefore, the terminology of Shulchan Aruch, of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, is kirag, like the feet. So my items, or for that matter, my animals, have caught my feet, as it were. Kiragle bailov, like the feet of its owner. So we always call it the ragle, the feet, because it goes as far as its feet of the owner. Kiragle, like its feet. Okay, let's have a look at Sif Yud. Shnaim shelok chubahem of a shutfus. Okay, two gentlemen, they bought a behemon animal, b'shutfas, as a partnership. They bought a big ox together. V'shochatuha p'yomtev, and they shechted this animal on Yom Tov. Of course, on Yom Tov you can shecht animals, unlike Shabbos, of course. Now, af alpi, although shelokach kol echad manosoi, although everybody took its own portion, so he took the right side, he took the left side, They all took their halves, they all took their own portions of that meat. Hare kolaboso kiragle shnehem. The feet can go, kolaboso, the entire meat, kiragle shnehem, can go as far as both of them. Let's see what that means in a minute. But what happens if they both bought a barrel of wine? How far can this barrel of wine go now? And they divided this barrel of wine on Yom Tov into two. He took half the barrel and he took half the barrel of wine. How far can they take these two partners? How far they take the wine? Here the halacha is that each of them can take the half a barrel of wine as far as he can and wants to go. So every owner has got his 2,000 amas of the half barrel of wine. Not so when it came to the meat, because the shechted meat could only go to the overlapping area. Do you remember we spoke about the overlapping area? Of the area they can both go. So if I'm here and you are there and there is 1,000 amas in between, so your items can go 2,000 amas, and my items can go 2,000 amas. So how far can the overlap, how much is the overlapping area between both of us? Right, if we are 1,000 amas. So that's the overlapping area. I've got 2,000 amas, you've got 2,000 amas. If you are 1,000 amas, we're going to have 1,000 amas overlapping, right? So that's how far the meat can go. So again, we've got two partners over here. You are here, I'm here. We're buying meat together. We shechted it. We bought an animal today. We shechted it. The halacha is, how far can we take this? So here there's only overlapping area of 1,000 amas. When it comes to the wine, we divided it. I can take it 2,000 amas, and you can take it 2,000 amas. What's the difference? What is the difference between meat and wine? What could be a difference in wheat and man? I think it's solomdish. What could be a difference between meat and wine in such a thing? So I never would have guessed it. Mishnah Berurah enlightens us. Siv Katan Chav Dalet, bottom two lines from the Mishnah Berurah, page 524. There's a significant difference, essential difference between the wine and the meat. The starting point is to understand that the Ishbreira. The starting point is that there is Yeshbreira. What does Yeshbreira mean? What you said you learned it now in Yuma? What is Yeshbreira? How do you explain Yeshbreira? Okay.
So do you say the four money you put in, is it in each one of that 100, or is it four separate?
Four separate, yeah. So if you go Yesh Breira on a Darbonon, then what would that mean? That retrospectively, we're looking at it.
You can take away your
four. Exactly, because it's your... Now in hindsight, we can see that each of them is, each part is Huvro, is defined. This is yours, this is mine. So with regards to the... So we're going with Yesh Breira. We'll get it clear in a minute. That retrospectively, it's defined which one is which. When it comes to meat, it's impossible to say so. To look at this lomdish shtickle, even if we say that it's divided before Yom Tov, we come back nevertheless. When it comes to meat, the animal was still alive when Shabbos came in. Now, every part of the meat, every part of the animal was interconnected. Because of the blood circulation, it was all intertwined. You cannot say this piece of meat was disconnected from this piece of meat because it's all, because of blood circulation, it's one flesh, it's one unit. So you can't just divide it, it doesn't make sense. They're all yoine kolechot mechalek chavoy bizman ben hashmoshes. Shuzman kina say, when the Shabbos came in, the animal was still alive and it was all completely intertwined and interconnected. And therefore, when we shechted the animal, and you want to know which one is yours and which one is mine, we're going to say, well, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean yours and mine? It comes from one unit. It's one animal, one unit. And therefore, you've got to say that it can only go in the Overlapping area, very good, overlapping area. Because we're looking at this one animal. However, when it comes to the wine, not so. Because, says Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to the animal, so when it comes to the wine, when it divided, when it comes to the wine, now when Shabbos comes in, we're going to say, this part of the wine was yours. Now I know it. I didn't know it then. Now I know. This half a barrel of wine was yours. It's yours now. Therefore, it was yours then. This part of wine, we're dividing it now on Shabbos, turns out now that is mine, and therefore was mine. Therefore, if it's mine now, it's got 2,000 amas. And your half of wine, it's got your 2,000 amas. So we can just say, this is yours, and this is mine, and therefore it was yours, and it is mine. But not if somebody comes to the meat, because the meat, it's one unit, much more than wine. Rabbi said, what do you think about that? Is it hard to... I think it's very long dish. So we're differentiating between wine and meat. Wine is more intertwined.
Isn't the wine also one unit?
No. So that's what we're learning now. That wine is not one unit. Wine is... countless... fluids. Many countless little fluids.
It's all the same.
It's not. No. We're learning now that we've divided it, this was yours and this was mine from the beginning. But no, you can't say it to the meat, because meat is just... Okay, that's what we're learning now. One, every part needs each other. See, the bottom part of the wine barrel, doesn't it need the top part of the barrel of the wine? Does it need it? It doesn't. But the meat, does one part need the other? It certainly does. Right? You can't have a lung without a heart, or a heart without a lung, or a leg without... Okay. Yeah, absolutely, yes. It does. It's just not just going to be, it's just not just a behemoth, it's an oif as well, would be chicken as well, yes. Simalochem. So we continue. Hashoy kli mechaveiroi, if somebody borrows a item from his friend, Erev Yom Tov before Yom Tov. So it doesn't have to be before Yom Tov, it could be on any weekday, in fact. Hashoy kli mechaveiroi Erev Yom Tov, afidu lo lokha kod anaylo, hari kirag le hashoyl. So let's say I borrow an item of you. What kind of item should I borrow of you? Okay. Now let's do something which I can use on Shabbos. Okay, I'm going to go for your hat. Okay. So now I'm borrowing a hat of you. Okay. So you've got your hat. How far can your hat really go? 2,000 amas. Which 2,000 amas?
From where
you are. That's right. Okay. I want to borrow yours. So in principle, how far can I take your hat?
2,000 amas.
From where you are?
Where
absolutely. From where you're standing when Shabbos comes in. That's how far I can take your hat. Now, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. What happens if... what happens if you agreed on Tuesday, I'm going to take your hat over Shabbos? I agree before Shabbos. I'm going to take your hat over Shabbos. Could I take it in my 2,000 amas? Or does it still go according to your 2,000 amas?
No.
It's going to go to mine. I agree with you.
I've
arranged it, so it's going to go according to my 2,000. What happens if we arranged it, that I'm going to take your hat for Shabbos, but I left it in your house when Shabbos came in?
It goes
according to him or according to me? We've agreed on Tuesday. Kindly, he's agreed he's going to give me his hat. Yeah.
On the Tuesday,
yeah.
So he took it before Shabbos.
And then he would certainly go according to my 2,000 numbers. Yeah.
In case he didn't take it before Shabbos.
So you're saying that it depends if I took it before Shabbos. Okay, this is the question. Shulchan Aruch. Let's have a look. Second line. Hashoyl kli mechaveiro, somebody who borrows an item from his friend. Me'erev Yom Tov, which means before Yom Tov. It doesn't have to be before Yom Tov. It can be a weekday as well. Hafilo yilokcha delayla, even if I did not take it when Shabbos came in. Even if it's in your house still, when Shabbos comes in, it's going to go, I'm afraid, it's going to go according to my 2,000 numbers. Vim shalom imenu b'yom tev, afal p'shidakur shalom imenu b'chol yom tev, harayu kerag le'amashel. But if I took it on yom tev, meaning, if it is, um, אז משבור, let's have a look at שפקות חובה ומשתבורה, to get this clear, היינו, האב שלו מושך הכלי מערב יום טף, although I did not take it before יום טף, הוא מדין לה ברשוס יד, and it's not even in my רשוס יד, it's not in my domain, it's still in your house, it's hanging in your house still, מכל מוקם, nevertheless, כיוון שהבטיחו לה, שלי, you promised kindly to give me your hat over Shabbos, still hanging in your house, מערב יום טף, והעמידו ברשוסי, בין השמוש, אז אני כנס, no, it's going to be Kone Shvisa, it's going to go according to my 2,000 Amas. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch said, that's even the case, okay, Rag HaMashal, Afal Bishda, Vim Shalom Memeinu B'Yom Tov, okay, Rag HaShel, Vim Shalom Memeinu B'Yom Tov, Afal Bishda, Dakar Shalom Memeinu B'Chol Yom Tov, okay, HaMashal.
I still don't understand.
Okay.
So, he doesn't have to clean up.
If he promised it to me, it will not make a difference, the fact that it's hanging in his house. It's going to call it to me. Yes, I'm going to come on Shabbos to his house. Do you remember we agreed on Tuesday? Yeah, thank you very much. Hal can take it from a
Tuesday. I'm still from the same point.
Nope. It will go according to my 2,000 numbers where I was on Shabbos and Shabbos came in. I won't be able to pick it up more than 2,000 numbers. Agreed. I can't. Unless if it's the same city. If it's the same city, I can go all the way. Yeah, I will be able to go. The hat can potentially go. The hat could have potentially more than 2,000 Amazon.
Yeah, that's it, because he picks up from his Mishos.
Yeah.
And then he can take another 2,000.
Well, how far is his house from my house?
It says 4,000.
No, I can't go. I personally can't go more than 2,000 Amazon Shabbos.
So he's got to
yes.
2,000.
Yeah, but let's say we're overlapping. Let's say you and me are exactly 2,000 amas away from each other. Let's say, yeah? So 1,999 amas. So I can go to your house, take your hat, and then have my 2,000 amas, plus go another 2,000 amas into the opposite direction, which makes the hat go, the hat will have walked 4,000 amas on Shabbos, which normally it can't. Little feet under the hat, you know?
He walked...
In other words, it's got two. Yeah, I suppose if it would be if we're going according to you, he would only have 2,000 numbers from you, and he can only go as far as I am, the 2,000 numbers. He would not be able to go here. So if it would go according to you, then I would have to take my hat off as soon as he reaches my house. I have to take my hat off and I walk the other direction. The continuation, I'd go without my hat.
So he couldn't leave.
I'd take my cap.
He couldn't leave.
Yeah.
He couldn't take that back to his shorts and then. Go again with the hat to another 2,000
numbers
from his
shoes.
He can't do that.
Correct. Let's carry on a little bit. Okay, somebody who borrowed, that's a really interesting one. If a lady borrowed from her friend, maim, water, v'melach, and salt, le'isosa, to knead a dough, v'tavlin, and spices, for a pot, for a saucepan, b'yomtev and yomtev. Please just ignore this yomtev. It's not. How far can he go then? You've got over here, an interesting shaila. I took something, so this lady took from a friend water, salt, and she took spices. And now, let's say I took from you, that she took from a neighbor. The neighbor could have been 2,000 amas from her. Okay, now I've made a new item. I've now made a dough. I made a cake now. So now the question is, how do you look at it now? It's got spices in there, which have done already 2,000 amas. But now I want to bring this cake now, I want to bring it the other direction of 2,000 amas. How does it work? So Shulchan Aruch is now telling us over here that it kerag le'shtehen. I would like to see the Mishnah over here. Kerag le'shtehen, that it's the overlapping area. You cannot take this dough only in a place in the overlapping area. Because so in other words, if I take spices from you, we are 2,000 numbers away. I take spices from you. Now I'm making a cake. Which you probably don't want me to make a cake. But let's just, yeah. So that's Shulchan Aruch's case. Please note, I have to show my wife that who made this cake? The Isha made the cake, yeah? So don't ever feel complex that you don't know how to make cakes. Shulchan Aruch says it's the
lady who makes it, okay? So, now I've got 2,000 amas over here. I've got 2,000 amas. Now I've made this cake now. Now I cannot, can I not take it now another 2,000 amas into the other direction? Does it go according to you who supplied the spices? Or does it go according to me who made the cake? What would you say? It's not part of a cake. What would you say? So the halacha is, no, it doesn't go according to my cake, it goes according to you. It's only going to go as far as... Yeah, but I've added water now. I've added water. So what happens if you want a piece of cake? You can take it to your house, but can you go into this direction, the opposite direction? There's my water there, really sorry. It's got according to my regle of it goes according to my ownership. My ownership is 2,000 amas. I'm afraid you can't take it all the way into the other direction. So the cake is quite limited. There's only the overlapping area of you and my area together. That's how far as it goes. Yeah, I want to do quickly. You see if you'd gimel. If you took from your friend Biyom to Kacheles, a burning coal. Okay, I don't know why you want to do that, but let's say you took a burning coal from your friend. He only goes according to the burning coal, according to the starting point where the fire started. What happens if you took this burning coal and you lit something with it? If you lit something with it. How far can he go? You took a burning coal and you put something, what did you light with it? Candle, you took a candle with it. How far can a candle go?
Is it the same fire?
Oh, that's the Shaila, beautiful Shaila. Here's the fire, new fire, or is it the same fire? Pinyomin, what do you tie now? It's a good Shaila. Is it a new fire, an old fire?
What's the case?
Well, the case is that I've got a coal, okay, and you say, hi, do you mind if I just, can I just take a candle? Can I just light the candle with it? So I give it to you. Now, I've got 2,000 amas, and you took now, you've got a candle now. I wonder if this candle can go, you 2,000 amas, or the fire, i.e. my 2,000 amas. So interesting, Shaila, it's quite lomdish, philosophical. What about, there's a fire, is it a new fire, an old fire? Philosophical, it's a new fire, and therefore it can go his 2,000 amas.
The old fire's still there, the coal is still there.
So it's always a continuation of the old. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you took a burning coal from your friend, he would only go according to the noisein, according to the giver. But the kacheles itself only got 2,000 amas. But if you gave it to a candle on, then we go according to the person who lit it. In other words, Mishabu says, if you've got Amadalev, Hoyle Tishalevis and Bamamash, since a burning fire has got nothing to it, it's not Koine Shvisa. In other words, yes, you can take it on all 2,000 amas. It's not Koine Shvisa. Fire is air. That's probably not correct.
It's not tangible.
It's not tangible. That's the word. It's not tangible. Since it's not tangible, it will go according to. It's looked at as a new thing, and therefore it's going to have its new 2,000 amas. Fascinating. That's the definition of fire. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, just to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the shechted animal, we spoke about the difference between meat and, that's right, we spoke about the borrowed item, we spoke about your hat, thank you again, we spoke about the cake, thank you for the spice, and we spoke about the burning coal, that can go an additional 2,000 amas. I wish you a very good evening, Rabbi Yisai.